Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says there'll be plenty of sunshine today. We will have a high of about 54 degrees. Right now it's 30 in Kenosha, 22 still in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 33 and it's 36 in Racine. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis has reinstated Gerald Grover as the wrestling coach at Bradford High School, less than a week after he'd been dismissed because of reported comments to parents about connecting student wrestlers to a more technical skills-oriented program by falsifying addresses to attend a different school. The district's Tanya Reuter says the superintendent did an investigation, and in a statement, the matter has been resolved, with Grover reinstated as of Sunday. He was previously allowed to continue as an art teacher. Reuter says other information cannot be released because it's a personnel matter. There's been a citizen petition led by one of Grover's former wrestlers to have the dismissal decision reversed. Kenosha News indicates Grover did attend a rally on his behalf outside Kenosha Unified headquarters on Sunday. Well, even though the unemployment rate has been dropping at the state and local levels, a lot of people still struggling, apparently, to find a job. Congregations United to Serve Humanity, or CUSH, is going to examine the problem Tuesday evening with a panel discussion on employability issues. That during its annual 7 p.m. business meeting at First United Methodist Church at Sheridan Road and 60th Street. This is the organizer, Dawn Lingo.
We're looking at anything from someone who's become homeless because they lost their job to someone who has real barriers to finding and maintaining a job, including people who are in the criminal justice system and are, you know, required to check the box on job applications saying that they've been convicted of a felony. Just all kinds of people.
Employability issues related to mental health, transportation, addiction, and others are going to be looked at, CUSH hoping to compile a list of specific recommendations, then have its members promote them within the community. The Racine Common Council getting down to crunch time with the 2016 budget process. Proposed amendments to be considered Wednesday evening, and for which they were requested at their most recent Committee of the Whole meeting to submit in writing reference the fiscal impact.
The practice of the Common Council has been that if you want to make an amendment to the budget, you would do so in writing and submit that to Mr. Brown and the Finance Office by the close of business on Monday so that he can prepare the proper numbers and accounting and then distribute those amendments to the council members via email on Tuesday so that you're not walking into a meeting on Wednesday night unknown as to what the amendment might be. That's the practice we've always followed, and assume you would want to do that again.
That's City Administrator Tom Friedel noting any amendments are considered in the order they are submitted, allowing discussion and a separate vote. Anything that is approved would be included in the Committee of the Whole's budget recommendation to the full council. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's going to be hearing arguments this week that could decide if the governor, the legislature, or the state superintendent of schools is in charge of education policy. Case centers on the challenge to the governor's requirement the superintendent run any plans through his office. A lower court said that's too much power for the governor. The high court is being asked to decide it. A lot of banks issuing these new debit and credit cards with an embedded chip for added security. The Better Business Bureau warning that the hype around these new cards has created some fodder as well for scam artists. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The BBB says scammers are sending emails that say the new card with the chip is on the way, but first you need to update your account. Many of the messages appear to be from your bank or credit card company, and some even have the correct logo and reply email address. However, the BBB says don't do it. Sharing personal information could allow the scammers to use it to commit identity theft. And if you click a link, you may also download malware. The BBB says be wary of unexpected emails that contain links and attachments, and think about how your bank or credit card company usually contacts you. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
One person shot in the stomach, another severed a graze wound from an incident late Sunday afternoon in Racine in the 800 block of Prospect Street. Both victims getting medical attention at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. In Milwaukee, a second child has died after a fire there on the northwest side about 3 weeks ago. 10-year-old Kevin Little passed away yesterday from the burns he had suffered last month. Same fire taking the life of a 2-year-old girl. The man is under arrest, Michael Morgan. He's jailed on an arson charge. There was a fire Sunday night in Racine that began in the living room of a home on St. Patrick Street, also caused damage to the basement, part of the second floor, and the attic. 1320 St. Patrick is the address. Estimated damage, $40,000 to the building, $10,000 to the comments. The Red Cross helping a mother and her three children from that house fire. Also a house fire in Milwaukee on Brentwood Avenue. Two families displaced, the Red Cross involved in that. Also with immediate temporary housing, food, clothing, and comfort kits. Red Cross is always in need of volunteer donations and volunteer efforts, plus financial donations to help these fire victims. The Christmas tree for Monument Square in downtown Racine this year is coming from Racine Unified and Mitchell Elementary and Middle School on the city's southwest side. The big evergreen removed from the school's grounds Sunday by Klaus Crane and under the supervision of Dykstra Brothers Excavating. It was removed and taken a few miles to the lakefront where the decorating will be taking place today. Of course, the big official lighting will come in at the end of this Saturday's holiday parade. You won't want to miss that. It was sunny, it was cool, it was a little breezy in the village of Pleasant Prairie, but maybe five dozen people took time out for a Veterans Day ceremony at the 9-year-old Veterans Memorial, which is at Prairie Springs Park. Leading the ceremony, Village President John Steinbrink talking about the many veterans there and so many that they honor every year from so many wars and how the public can honor them. But reminding everybody, Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day.
Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially honors living veterans who served our country honorably during war or peacetime. The brave men and women who serve come from all walks of life. They are parents, children, grandparents. They are friends, neighbors, co-workers, and an important part of our community.
Coming up on Wednesday of this week, among other activities, the Racine Area Veterans Incorporated annual ceremony at Memorial Hall in Racine at 10 o'clock, and at 11 a.m. Wednesday morning, a gathering at Boland Hall on the grounds of the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. And don't let our recent, well, kind of warm weather, with the average temperatures in the 50s, fool you. Winter is coming, and Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declaring this Winter Weather Awareness Week. Along that line, Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says winter weather is considered a very deceptive killer.
It's from car accidents. It's from overexertion, heavy lifting. When shoveling snow can oftentimes result in heart attacks and other things like that.
Now's the time, he says, to winterize your home. Check the heating equipment, the chimneys. Don't forget your vehicle. Make sure you've got a travel kit ready to go. And if you're going to get into this winter weather and you have to be out there, dress appropriately. All kinds of winter weather tips for being prepared on the Racine Ready website, readyracineco.com. Our webpage is WRJN.com. We've got our newscast there in podcast form. They're in the local news section. Check them out. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.